To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's becoming a bit of a trend now. MPs who don't want to represent electorates anymore. Green Party co-leader James Shaw, he's decided he's not going to contest the Wellington Central seat. Grant Robertson, of course, holds that seat, has done for about 15 years. He's out as well. So what's going on here? James Shaw's with us. Morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
What's got? Well, Happy New Year to you too, by the way. Grant's doing it. You're doing it. What is it about Wellington Central?
Well, I think, I mean, both Grant and I are, you know, ministers in the government, and we're intending after this election that we will both continue to be ministers. And I think the assessment that we've both made is that it's really, frankly, quite difficult to do a very good job for the people of Wellington Central when you're also a minister. Now, I know that ministers, lots of ministers are also constituency MPs, but I just think each of us has to make that choice and make that call.
How is it that Jacinda Ardern could do it and you can't, or Grant can't? She's the Prime Minister, or was.
Yes, well, look, I mean, like I said, everybody has to make that call for themselves. But I also have the responsibility of being Green Party co-leader. I wanted to be able to make sure that I could campaign right across the country. Winning an electorate seat is a huge effort, and I think would distract from my ability to campaign around the country. And the reverse is also true, right? If I was, you know, obviously getting the Green Party vote up around the country, it would mean that I wouldn't actually necessarily be able to run a winning campaign in Wellington Central. So there's a lot of factors that go into a decision like this. And I am hoping to have, obviously, like we all are, an expanded set of responsibilities after the election. And I said, well, look, I just want to make sure that I can focus on that. And I don't want that to be a distraction for the people of Wellington and the challenges that the city faces.
Is yours an easier decision to make, given you've never won it and you weren't going to anyway, so you're sort of wasting your time without being too mean about it?
Oh, Mike, I mean, without being too mean about it, I thought I had quite a good chance of winning. I mean,
really?
I said, yeah, yes, I do. I mean, I have run in that electorate since 2011, so I've got pretty good profile there. We do very, very well in Wellington in the party vote. We've, you know, regularly kind of come second or a very, very close third. It's an open electorate seat, which is just what happened in Auckland Central in the 2020 election. So there was no incumbent, and incumbency is very difficult to fight. But when Grant stepped aside, there was no incumbent anymore. Yeah. And so that opened up a real possibility that we could win the seat, and I think we can.
Grant's doing it so he can retire if he loses. We all know that.
I think I'm going to take Grant at his word. Okay. And generally, I find that Grant is a man of his word. He has said that he wants to continue as finance minister in the third term of this government. I want to continue as climate minister in the third term of this government. And I think, if anything, the events of the last week with the flooding in Auckland suggest that, you know, that job should continue to scale up. That's really what I want to focus on.
Good stuff. Nice to catch up. James Shaw, Green Party co-leader, with us this morning.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.